This basis, therefore, witness an increase in intertribal clashes. It is true that is taking place, but the question to be asked is why? What is new? These tribes have been living in Darfur for so many years, hundreds of years, in fact, in peace, in some kind of harmony, without difficulties. But now it is very obvious there are new elements, you know, that added to the difficulties that tribal setup usually face from time to time, and the level of destruction and killing, because now people are really using very sophisticated machine guns, even sometimes artillery, heavy weapons are used. The supplier of these things are the government of Sudan. It is a fact that there are some clashes, but they have never been to this level of destruction and killing. Of course, some of those tribes, they have worked with the government of Sudan for so many years as, you know, proxy fighters working within, you know, this paramilitary formation, whether these are the Janjaweed or the Popular Defense Forces, etc., etc. In so many cases, it was proof that some members of the security forces or the paramilitary groups are taking part in these clashes together with their tribes. They even come dressed in khaki. They use vehicles that are supplied by the government to move and to come and join their tribesmen to fight with them against the others. So here the government has a very, very key role, in fact, to play in escalating the situation.
Why is the government so keen to distance itself from so-called tribal clashes?
Actually, the government is trying to use this instance as a scapegoat to run away from its responsibility. Because, you know, these clashes would have not reached this stage if there is government intervention, wise government policy, wise government presence, and government authority. But actually, people were left to their own destiny, and they were provided with the means to kill, destroy, and to move easily, you know, with this four-wheel-driven, you know, Toyota, etc., etc. However, the biggest challenge, in fact, in Darfur still is the armed conflict, which pits the SPLM, with its different formations, together with GEM, against the government army. This is the biggest challenge, the biggest problem that needs to be really addressed and handled.